Hello once again, and welcome to another Mención Inglés podcast. This is podcast number 60, recorded for April 2013. Este mes en el nivel básico, practicamos el pasado simple y los contrarios. En el nivel intermedio, enfocamos en la diferencia entre los verbos say y tell. And also, we look at some confusing words. In the advanced section, there are some animal idioms and more collective nouns that we started studying last month. There's business vocabulary, as usual, and a translation exercise, all to help you improve your English and take it to the next level. En los podcasts mensuales, hablamos de los temas vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, vea la transcripción de este podcast o lee las anteriores, vete a mencioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. Okay, let's start then with el nivel básico. El primer ejercicio trataba del tiempo verbal pasado simple. Escucha y repite algunas frases del diálogo. Escucha. Did you have a good holiday? Repite. Good holiday. Have a good holiday. Did you have a good holiday? Escucha. Where did you go? Repite. Go. Did you go? Where did you go? Escucha. We went to London. Repite. London. To London. We went to London. Escucha. We found a wonderful hotel. Repite. Hotel. A wonderful hotel. We found a wonderful hotel. Did you fly?
Repite.
Fly. Did you fly? No, we didn't fly.
Repite.
We didn't fly. No, we didn't fly. Escucha. The flights were too expensive. Fly es el verbo, volar, y flight es el nombre, vuelo.
Repite.
Flights. The flights. Too expensive.
Demasiado caro.
Repite. Too expensive. The flights were too expensive. Escucha. We drove there.
El verbo drive, conducir, es irregular.
Drive, drove, driven.
Repite.
Drive, drove, driven. We drove. We drove there. Escucha. It took about 24 hours.
El verbo take también es irregular. Repite.
Take, took, taken. It took 24 hours. About 24 hours.
It took about 24 hours. Escucha. We stopped every 5 or 6 hours. Repite. Hours. 5 or 6 hours. We stopped. We stopped every 5 or 6 hours. We had a great time. Repite. We had. We had a. We had a great time. We had a great time. Escucha. I improved my English a lot. A lot significa mucho. Repite. A lot. My English. My English a lot. I improved. I improved my English a lot. We spent too much money. Too much es demasiado. Too much money. Demasiado dinero. To spend, gastar. Es otro verbo irregular. Escucha. Spend, spent, spent. Repite. Spend, spent, spent. We spent. Too much money. We spent too much money. What did you do? Repite. Do. Did you? Did you do? What did you do? What about you? What did you do? Escucha. We didn't go anywhere. Repite. Anywhere. Didn't go. Didn't go anywhere. We didn't go anywhere. We stayed in Barcelona. Repite. We stayed. We stayed in Barcelona. We stayed in Barcelona. Very good. Muy bien. A continuación, hemos revisado algunas contrarios. Contrarios en inglés son opposites. Voy a decir una lista de palabras y tú tienes que decir los contrarios antes que los digo yo. Después, repite los contrarios para practicar la pronunciación. ¿Listo? Okay. Good. Bad. Black. White. Big. Small or little. Old. New or young. Off. On. Cold. Hot. True. False. Expensive. Cheap. Wrong. Right. Married. Single. Very good. Muy bien. Okay, moving on to the intermediate section, we practice the difference between say and tell. After tell, we usually say who is spoken to. And we do not put to before the object. No ponemos el tú antes del objeto. Por ejemplo, decimos, tell me your name. No se dice, tell to me your name. After say, we don't have to say who is spoken to. If we do, we put to before the object. Con el verbo sei, sí se puede poner el tú antes del objeto. Por ejemplo, podemos decir, What did your boss say to you? Pero no se dice, What did your boss say you? And tell means to inform or instruct. For example, tell me how to do it. It's common to use tell in the following expressions. Tell a lie. Tell the truth. Tell a story. Tell me his name. Y decimos, say something in Chinese, for example, say something in French, say yes. Repite, tell a lie, tell the truth, tell a story, say something in Chinese, tell me his name. Say yes. Listen and repeat the following sentences. Why didn't you say goodbye? Okay, tell me what you need. Who said that? Tell her to shut her mouth. Say something in French. Pepito told his girlfriend a lie. Don't tell lies. Tell the truth. Tell me that you love me. Sorry, did you say something? You don't tell me anything. Have you told your boss? Sorry, what did you say? Please say yes. The second exercise in the intermediate section was about confusing words. And we looked at the words prevent, protect, divert, avoid, and guard. Listen and repeat some examples. Avoid means evitar, and when it's followed by a verb, the verb is a gerund, un gerundio. Listen. I avoided speaking to her. Repeat, I avoided speaking to her. He always avoids going to meetings. The verb protect, proteger, is usually followed by an object. Repeat, it protects me. I try to protect her. The case protects my phone. Divert in English is desviar. Repeat. Divert the traffic. We were diverted. The noun is diversion. Repeat. Diversion. There was a diversion. Prevent is impedir, and it's usually followed by an object and the preposition from. To prevent something from happening, or to prevent someone from doing something. Repeat, they prevented me from doing it. She prevented him from going. Don't prevent me from trying. The last word was guard, which can be a verb or a noun. To guard someone or something, and a guard. Guardia. A security guard es un guardia de seguridad. Repeat. Security guard. Police are guarding the terrorists. You can say that someone is under guard. They are under guard at a high security prison. If you like these podcasts, remember that you can buy complete lessons for only €1.40 from our online shop. Nuestra tienda online. Tenemos un curso entero de nivel básico y estamos haciendo ahora lecciones nuevos de nivel principiante, ahora mismo. Creo que hay 2 o 3 ya en la tienda de nivel principiante. Puedes encontrarlas en mansioningles.descargas.wasala.com. That's Mansión Inglés Descargas, todo junto, punto, Wazala, Wazala, punto com. Cada lección vale solo €1.40, perdona, €1.40, y dura aproximadamente 1 hora, y cada lección está en el formato MP3, y también lleva su transcripción en formato PDF. Así puedes aprender inglés haciendo ejercicio, limpiando la casa, en el coche, caminando con el perro y en todo el tiempo muerto. ¿Se dice esto en español, tiempo muerto? En inglés se dice dead time. Es el tiempo que estás haciendo una tarea, por ejemplo, limpiando los platos. Y puedes hacer otra cosa a la vez, como mejorar tu inglés, con las descargas de la mención del inglés. Bueno, puedes encontrar la dirección de la tienda en la transcripción de este podcast. In the advanced section, we had some animal idioms. Listen and repeat some example sentences. It's about 30 kilometers as the crow flies. Stop making such a pig of yourself. Don't let the cat out of the bag. It's a secret. Be brave. Come on. Animo, you must do it. Don't chicken out. He's as blind as a bat. He can't see a thing. Be careful. You're like a bull in a china shop. She's got a bee in her bonnet about something. Something's not right. I can smell a rat. Okay, moving on to collective nouns. What do you call a collection of fighter jets? It's a squadron. A squadron of fighter planes or jets. If there's a big crowd of people and all you can see are faces, you can call it a sea of faces. S-E-A, a sea of faces. Do you say that in Spanish? Un mar de caras? A sea of faces? Wolves, lobos. Many wolves together are a pack of wolves. When soldiers, police, etc. fire automatic weapons, you can say there was a hail of bullets. A hail of bullets. Bullets son balas. The bank robbers came out in a hail of bullets. Many papers together can be called a bundle of papers. A bundle of papers. There's usually a bundle of papers on my desk. I'm not very tidy. You can also have a bundle of clothes. And there's usually a bundle of clothes in the corner of my room, too. I must get organized. Seagulls are gaviotas. The collective term is a flock of seagulls. A flock of seagulls. Of course, we can also have a flock of sheep. Notice I said sheep for the plural and not sheeps. It's an exception. But we don't say a flock of goats, cabras. We say a herd of goats, H-E-R-D, a herd of goats. Finally, if you hear many rumours, rumores, you can call it a spate of rumours, S-P-A-T-E, a spate of rumours. There's a spate of rumours going round the office about our new boss. Listen and repeat the collective nouns after me. A squadron of fighter jets. A sea of faces. A pack of wolves. A hail of bullets. A bundle of papers. A flock of seagulls. A herd of goats. A spate of rumours. In the Business English section, we looked at some more Business English vocabulary. And the first was the phrasal verb to set up. To set up a business means to start a business. Repeat. To set up a business. To set up a company. We set up our business last year. The next phrasal verb was to look through. I looked through the documents. You can also look through a book. Ojear un libro. I looked through the guidebook, but I couldn't find the hotel. Would you mind looking through these instructions? Next, we had the phrasal verb to walk someone through something, which means to guide someone or to explain something in detail. To walk someone through something. Repeat. Can you walk me through it? Can you walk me through your sales strategy? Let me walk you through the legal side of the agreement. One by one means one at a time. Uno por uno. I looked through the papers one by one until I found the one I was looking for. If you are a temp, you are a temporary worker. Temp can also be used as a verb. I'm temping for the company until something better comes up. I've been temping for 6 months. If you give feedback, you give your opinion about something. I was given positive feedback on my presentation. Please complete these feedback forms before you leave the meeting. Let me have your feedback by email. The word compliment, cumplido, collocates with the verb to pay. So you pay someone a compliment. Repeat, to pay a compliment. She paid me a lovely compliment. She paid me a lovely compliment on my work. I get embarrassed when people pay me compliments. If you are snowed under, you are very busy. Repeat. I'm snowed under. I'm snowed under at work. I'm totally snowed under this week. We also gave you some more sentences to translate in this month's cuaderno. First, you had to translate from English to Spanish. So I'll say the English sentences and you can say the Spanish translation. Then repeat the English sentence after me to practice pronunciation. Ready? It was a wonderful experience, or it was a marvelous experience. Fue una experiencia maravillosa. Repeat. It was a wonderful experience. It was a marvelous experience. This is the end. Este es el final. Repeat. This is the end. Things are never clear. Las cosas nunca están claras. Repeat. Things are never clear. What did you do? ¿Qué hiciste? Repeat. What did you do? Suck the prawn's head, or the head of the prawn. Chupa la cabeza de la gamba. Repeat. Suck the prawn's head. Or suck the head of the prawn. Good. Now I'll read some Spanish sentences and you translate to English. Then repeat the sentences after me to practice your pronunciation. Okay? The first one. Llevan tres meses casados. They've been married for 3 months. Repeat. They've been married for 3 months. Antes había más gente aquí. There used to be more people here. Repeat. There used to be more people here. Estos resultados son un poco mejores. These results are a little better. Repeat. These results are a little better. Las corbatas no son necesarias. Ties aren't necessary. Or, ties are unnecessary. Repeat. Ties aren't necessary. Ties are unnecessary. ¿Hubo tormentas? Were there any storms? Repeat. Were there any storms? Well, that's all we have time for on this podcast, but we'll be back with you next month, as usual, with another podcast based on our monthly newsletter, our Cuaderno de Inglés Mensual. Remember, you can listen to all our previous podcasts at mencioningles.com. and on iTunes. iTunes. Si te gusta este podcast, puedes hacernos un gran favor y escribe por favor una corta crítica en iTunes. ¿Te acuerdas cómo se dice crítica o reseña en inglés? Review. To write a review. If you write a review on iTunes, si escribes una crítica en iTunes, más personas pueden escucharnos porque subimos en el ranking de iTunes. Y también puedes darnos algunas estrellas si te gusta. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast and for being part of the community of La Mención del Inglés. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés and join our growing community of fans. Or you can send me an email to mencionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is MencionTwit. Puedes ver el cuaderno mensual de este mes y todos los cuadernos anteriores en cuadernodeingles.com. Until next month then, take care, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Bye for now. The music in this month's podcast is by Revolution Void. The album is The Politics of Desire and the track is called Outer Orbit.